Oh boy. Hi guys. Is this Izzy and Ryan?
Hello.
Hi.
Yep.
Hi guys. Lulu's a hoot, huh?
Yeah, we like her already.
Yeah, she's a funny one, that's for sure. Yep. I love her.
Oh, Amy could hear us this whole time, couldn't she?
Yeah,
That's why you're chuckling.
I am, and also because you have to understand, back when we were in the office, we've been working remote for the past couple of years, my desk and Lulu's desk were literally right next to each other.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we had a ball of a time the entire time. We would just, she passed the calls over, and we just had a good old time because we have like a very similar type of personality. We like to have fun. We love to make people laugh, and it's just, you should feel good about the conversation, you know?
Perfect. Yeah, but Ryan and I spend probably over 8 hours a day in the truck together, and we've even thought about putting a GoPro in the truck and just recording our conversations and just putting it on YouTube.
Listen, if they recorded some of the chats that me, because now we have a chat system, like we can't talk live, obviously we're not next to each other in the house, you know, but if they had to record on these chats, you guys would just die laughing because we really keep it going.
Oh, man. Yeah, one of our sales managers came with us from the other company, so like, you know, we were coworkers for a while before we were there, before we were his boss. So every once in a while, we'll call him in the middle of the day, and he'll answer. He'll go, "Hey guys," and we'll just go, "Fuck you," hanging up.
You guys are a crack up. Oh my gosh.
We love messing with him.
That's good. And you're doing really well for yourselves. Zenith Roofing Plus is ranking 5th on the first page at Google in the local map in Cummings.
Already?
Yeah, that's not a bad spot. That's not a bad spot at all.
That is literally, that came from us just setting up the Google account and getting reviews. We've done no marketing on Google whatsoever.
Yeah, that's okay.
Fantastic.
No, you're doing really, really well with that so far. In fact, I think the program that I would want to put you in for is called Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of it?
Yep, with the little check mark next to your name and everything.
It's Guaranteed Leads, yep. Absolutely. And you're a guaranteed provider through Google. It is my absolute favorite product that Google has to offer because it is going to be the best qualified leads. And also, I mean, like to me, because you get to cherry pick, right? It's like the cure for cancer.
Right.
I mean, I've been doing this for 8 years, and I absolutely love the Google Guaranteed product. It is one of the newer products that's available through Google services.
Right. And that's where Google, it's kind of like a secondary layer of protection where Google will, if you're not satisfied with the contract or if they screw something up, Google will assume responsibility for it.
You're breaking up a little bit. I can hear your voice a tiny bit. Are you there?
Oh, sorry. I said the program that you're discussing with us right now. I've looked into it a little bit, and if I'm not mistaken, it's where like Google kind of gives you like a secondary layer of protection, and they guarantee your jobs. So like if you screw something up, they'll take accountability for it.
Yes, there's that. There's multiple different facets to it. I'm glad that you know a little bit about it because it makes my job a tiny bit easier. So yes, what Google does is once they vetted, because there's a vetting process, so it licenses insurance and background check for you guys. And then once that's done, which that process, the maximum amount of time that takes is 4 to 6 weeks to get that completely processed. It requires 5 verified 5-star reviews. You guys have 44. So you're definitely
yes,
a qualified candidate. That's why I'm saying, like, I think that this package is best for you. So there's a $250.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're actually, we're really strict about our Google reviews. Basically, the unspoken rule within our company is if you get us anything less than a 5-star review and it's like easily avoidable, your job might be on the line, basically.
As well it should
be.
You're building a roofing company in an economic deficit, and you guys are offering top-notch services. It should be that way.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and our other thing is we actually, so a lot of roofing companies around us, and one thing that sets us apart is we are, as far as upgrades go, so a lot of roofing companies, they'll upcharge for, you know, architectural shingles, synthetic underlayment, this and that. We have a partnership with our supplier where we're undercutting every other supplier by quite a bit. So we're actually including all of those upgrades for free. The other benefit, we just literally just walked out of a meeting with our, the manufacturer of, or the shingles we use, ICO. And we just upgraded our contract with them to where now our lifetime, so when you get a roof done, your warranties are lifetime warranties, but they start prorating after like 5 or 10 years. So now, when we install a roof, our actual manufacturer warranty will be 100% covered for the first 20 years and then start prorating instead of 5 or 10.
Oh my gosh! That's beautiful! That's freaking amazing! You guys are doing, oh my gosh! Things like this is exactly why we want to work with a company like yours, because you are set apart, okay? You are set apart from your competitors. And you're offering such quality services. Now, the cool thing about this is we're able to put all of that kind of stuff into your profile is going to give them a reason to contact you first on that Google Guaranteed list. So, is Google Guaranteed something that you guys are interested in? I don't want to go over it if it's not.
No, it absolutely is. The biggest thing that we're really interested in, I'm sure you've heard the conversation, is the pricing. Like, we definitely have a small budget that we can throw towards it right now.
Sure.
We want to get to a point where we're spending, you know, 30 or 50K a month on marketing.
We're just not there yet. Very
right.
reasonable. So I'm going to jump in. There's a one-time $250 application fee. That is only one time. It's not one time per owner. It's not one time per person. It's one time period. Okay, so the application fee is $250. And what that's going to do is go to get both of you guys background checked and anybody else that you deem appropriate that's doing face-to-face estimates. If it's only the two of you, then only put the two of you on there, okay?
Okay.
Now,
perfect.
Once the applications, that's the upfront cost, the $250 upfront cost. After you've been completely approved, your minimum, Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 Google guaranteed leads per month. Your minimum monthly budget is $609. Your lead cost is $46.67. It doesn't go up or change. Okay, it's very reasonable cost.
Can we set so that all sounds perfect because we just tried Angie and we just paid them $750 for fucking nothing. So definitely
so
about to cancel that.
Let me finish telling you though. After your the $250 was paid up front. After your Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you and say, hey, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. Okay, so we start with the 609, and then you guys have the ability to increase that as much as you want, which, I mean, I can tell you that I have tons of guys. I have a guy who literally just called yesterday, and he's like, Amy, I love the leads. Increase it. I left Angie's altogether. I only want to do Google Guaranteed. This is the best lead source I've ever heard of, okay?
Right.
And I'm not just saying that. Like, I can send you guys the review that you left on our Google page about that, okay?
The leads, the price for the leads sounds good. Everything sounds good. The only thing that, we're very interested in starting and getting through with this, but is there, when we signed up for Angie, what we did is, they charged us $750 to start. And that included, so that they waived our membership fee for life as a company. Which that's not even that big of a deal. But one benefit they gave us is we paid the $750 and they gave us $1,000 credit, versus a $750 credit, for the first month. And then our monthly budget was $1,000. We'd be, more than willing to have a monthly budget of $1,000 to start out and try and check y'all out with, after the fees. But is there any way that we can work out a little bit of a deal where we get a credit on the first month for something? That way we just kind of get a little more bang for our buck on the first month, and then we can just revert back to the normal plan going forward?
No, sir. I apologize. There absolutely isn't. There's no negotiation on this. It's set for us by Google directly. I wish that there was.
Okay.
So the advantage to this is because your lead cost, like the thing with Angie's is lead cost fluctuates, right? One time a lead costs $200 bucks, the next time it costs $57, XYZ. Lead cost doesn't fluctuate with this. And the advantage to this is that all the...
No lead that we've gotten from Angie's has been less than $120 so far. That's the other reason why we don't want to continue it. Because he told us it would be about $47 to $63 a lead, and they're all coming in at like $120.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking opportunity leads are coming in at like $270, $300.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
so,
I've heard that time and again,
no,
but the advantage to this is so when somebody goes to Angie's, guys, what they do is they go to Angie's. Angie's gets that lead. Angie's determines how many of you guys it goes out to, and then everybody pays the lead cost, whether or not anybody even actually gets the job.
Mm-hmm.
This is completely different.
Yeah, they're sending
people are going to Google.
Companies.
We're not sending you a lead. Okay, these people are going to Google, and they look on Google, and they've determined you're the contractor that they want to work with, and when they call you on the Google call tracking number. So you're not being handed a lead and saying, here, guys, hope for the best. Okay, what they're doing is the clients are, we have lead exclusivity, the clients are only contacting you. Okay, and the calls are recorded. The reason the calls are recorded is because when they press that call tracking number, you're not automatically charged. Okay? You're only charged if it's considered a qualified lead. Qualified lead is if you set estimate over the phone or you set appointment to see client face-to-face. Those are the only two instances. Say somebody calls you for a job that's not listed on your Google guaranteed profile and you decline the job, you're not charged. If they call for a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, you are not charged. If it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's a spam call, if it's a robocall, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, you're not charged. You're only charged for the two instances that Google considers a qualified lead, and you're only charged the $46.67. Okay.
So I'm a little confused about what you're saying to us. So we've got you were telling us that the customer calls us directly,
mm-hmm.
but it also sounds like you're saying that Google will send us leads?
No, so Google assigns you a call tracking phone number. No.
Oh, and every time they hit that number, we get charged.
You don't get charged every time they hit that number. You get the call every time they hit that number. You're only charged for qualified leads. So the only two instances that Google considers for the qualified lead is if you give estimate over the phone, which is probably pretty rare for what you're offering. I mean, you're doing roofing. It's not like you're saying, oh, you have a 20x30 lawn that needs mowed. No, you're offering roofing. So you're going to set appointment with the client to go give them a physical estimate. That is considered a qualified lead, okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, absolutely. Then, I think we've definitely, if that's the case, like, and it's for sure 100% guaranteed exclusive, right?
It's 100% exclusive. It is guaranteed leads coming directly to you. Okay, they're not going anywhere else. Okay, you guys are going to love it. I'm telling you. So the way it works is like this. Once the vetting process is completed, gentlemen, then from there, we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. Those 13 leads come in at approximately 3 leads a week. You guys have the ability to increase that, or you have the ability to decrease that, meaning you can roll that budget over to the following month. So you're in complete control over this. Plus, I'm going to offer you guys a custom website upgrade with the package as well.
Right. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, we're definitely so what charges or like past because you said you guys do a background check. What kind of things do y'all look for as far as that goes?
So Google the background check.
I just want to make sure we qualify because I do have a DUI on my criminal history.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure that won't
It won't pass. DUI and misdemeanors will pass, and if it's a felony, if it's over 7 years, you'll still pass. We've seen.
Yeah,
that
it's not a felony. Literally, the only thing I have on my driving history is one DUI.
Okay. No worries.
And you know, I'm no longer like on probation for that or anything. It happened in 2019.
that's amazing. You know, sometimes I've made plenty of mistakes in my life, I can tell you. I've gotten
yes,
a DWI walking down the street, okay? It was not pretty.
Yeah, but since it was my first offense, I also did like this drug court program that they make,
amazing,
that they offer you. And
yeah,
basically if you do that program, your first charge, they basically waive. Like it's on file, but it's not on file. So there's
right,
a chance that it doesn't even pull up.
Right.
And that's why I did that program.
Stuff,
it was a lot more intensive. Yeah, it was a lot more intensive than like regular probation, but I did it because they said that it wouldn't show up.
Yeah, and you were serious
so,
about
I'm
it.
Curious
you know, you're
to
serious
see
about your future. Exactly.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to set the account up, gentlemen, and in order to set the account up, I need to set it in one of your guys' names. The other one will always have access, and we'll make that known here within the notes and stuff. But whose name is going to be on the credit card that we're putting on file?
It's going to be mine. But the name on my card, I just changed my name legally.
Mm-hmm.
I can provide you
okay
with that documentation.
Okay.
But the card doesn't match my new name. But
okay,
like I said, I can provide all that, but it'll be me.
Okay. Okay. And how do I,
but I've got the court order and everything.
It?
It's
beautiful.
Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R.
Okay.
Middle name
Victor
is Israel.
Okay.
And last name is Zenith.
Oh, it is your last name. Very nice. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And on the card, on the card, you're saying it's a different name, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. Email address for the business?
It is, you can do vzenith@zenithroofingplus.com. Plus is spelled out, P-L-U-S. Or if you prefer, you can do admin@zenithroofing. That one actually gets forwarded to my email as well. I set up our domain to where it says.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, if you guys are doing like a profile for us, the other thing I'm working on right now, we're both like relatively young. I'm only 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're bringing a lot of like new age mentality to the industry. So I'm actually working on creating an app for us that we're going to use for real
awesome
estate agents and for like insurance agents, where they can schedule us directly without even having to call us. And then we're going to have a network of subcontractors that we trust on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can kind of be like a one-stop shop for them.
Awesome. That sounds amazing.
So that should be up and running probably in the next month and a half.
I'm trying to get this email address correct. So you said it's vzenith@zenithroofingplus.com?
Yep.
That's coming back invalid for me. Make sure I spelled everything.
It's hosted through Google. Like I used Google Admin Console to.
Yeah, no, it's totally me. I want to make sure that I have the spelling right on this. That's why I'm trying to get here.
Yeah, it's V as in Victor, Z as in Zulu, E as in Echo, N mm-hmm. as in, oh, what's the N? I forgot what the N was. I-T-H. Yeah. Nancy, that's what it was.
Yeah, I got it. It was totally me. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm misspelling something somewhere. Okay, so the first two emails that you see coming through are going to be from me, AmyNelson@localsplash.com. It's going to be labeled,
yes,
you're going to get a tracking and reporting system with the entire package. It's going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. We are also going to send one over that's going to say Google Guaranteed, and then I'm also going to send over another one in a moment that's going to be the Google Guaranteed application. So with the Google Guaranteed, you're going to see in there where it says CPL, which is your cost per lead. That's $46.67 per lead. And then the minimum monthly budget on that is going to be the $609. Now, again, you guys have the ability, once you see how well the leads are working and how much you love them, to increase that budget ad infinitum. The cool thing about this is there's absolutely no contract. So unlike Angie's or anything else that you've experienced as far as pay-per-lead, Google doesn't lock
either
you in. Most of their stuff does have contracts, but I'm really glad to hear
that. I think that was part of the special deal that we got is that they agreed to do it with no contract.
I'm really glad to hear that they did that for you. That's amazing. Yeah, that's
yeah. They're
amazing.
Actually they're trying to market themselves as like this. They're like, yeah, you know, I know you've tried Home Advisor and Angie's List before, but we're a new company. Our leads are better, and then they're just as garbage as they were before.
You know why? It's because they're being sued by the
FTC.
Sorry,
I get frustrated.
It's okay. I understand.
Yeah, please excuse my cussing.
No, it's perfectly fine. I have a business address here. When I look at the Google business profile, I see the 3342 Castleberry Road. Is that correct?
That is no longer correct. We'll actually have to change that.
Okay. What is it? Is it the 436 Fair Street, Gainesville?
Yeah. So that's where I live. But I'm afraid that if I put that as our address, then it'll take us off the top page of coming.
Well, I really would just leave it where it's at, to be honest with you. Change it, it is going to take it off. But the address that I need is what is going to be on the business documents that you're going to verify with.
436 Fair Street.
Okay.
Yep. 436 Fair Street, Gainesville, Georgia.
And we're just going to leave, just leave that Google listing the way that it is. Don't fiddle with that, okay? Because once you start fiddling with it, then what happens is you can even lose some of those reviews, okay? What you can do is you can open a second, quote-unquote, location, okay?
Right.
A second location in Gainesville with a different phone number, which we can provide you with a Google call tracking number.
Yeah, since then we've actually got a physical location, like a brick and mortar building. The actual address for that one is 5210 Browns Bridge Road. Browns Bridge. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the area. It's a road. We have a lake that like four counties surround, and Forsyth County and Hall County are two very large counties, and Browns Bridge is the only road that connects the two. There's a bridge. And our office is like right off of the bridge. So when we rented the office, I think the metrics were like 35 or 36,000 individual cars drive by it every single day.
Wow. That's
and
crazy.
And it's got a big metal, it's got a big metal roof that we're about to, the roof on it, it's got like this portion that's about the, maybe twice the length of a billboard, but the same height.
Right.
That faces the road, and our landlord just gave us permission to paint the roof black and put our logo all the way across it.
Wow, that's amazing! You guys are go-getters.
Yeah,
I love this. Oh my god,
we're just young and hungry. That's all it is.
That's beautiful though.
Like I said,
guys.
I'm 29, and I want to be retired by 40, or at least have someone else running the day to day.
Right. So. Listen, I want to offer you guys a custom website design. So Wix sites are okay as far as they go, but we have a Google compliant conversion driven mobile optimized upgrade that's all inclusive with the package. Nothing additional. Okay. And we want to offer you that custom website upgrade. The cool thing about it is we go ahead and we set it up for you, and then you have full access from the back end, from the dashboard, to make any and all changes that you want yourself. But it's just going to be a better quality.
And you guys have
website.
Like a professional team that does that?
Yes, the website.
What's the upfront cost for that?
It's included. I'm giving it to you.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, let's do this before you turn it on.
No, I'm giving it to you because your Wix site is okay, but at some point they do become where they're not Google compliant, and there's been a ton of problems with them. I'm going to give you guys a site. They're going to give you the thing about it is they're going to give you a different.
Will you hold on for 1 second?
Sure.
Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
It's okay.
Hello?
It's still me.
Hold on. Oh, sorry.
Yep, take your time.
All right, I'm back.
Okay. So the next thing I need to do is I need to set a client interview. So what's going to happen is after I take the billing information, then I'm going to give you guys 24 to 48 hours with the application itself. It's very straightforward. We email it, we text it, one application for both of you. Okay, if you're both going on there, if only one of you is going
on
there.
On paper, I'm the only owner.
Okay, that's
and
perfect.
We structured it like that. We structured it like that because I get more of a tax break being a sole proprietorship than we do as a
yep.
as a partnership.
Perfect.
So,
if you want to list, you'll be the owner. And then if you want to list Ryan as a face-to-face employee that goes to clients, you can do that. It just mm-hmm. requires his driver's license and his social security number for background check. That's all.
Yeah,
and then
you don't even have to do that. Ryan handles more of our like admin and. Like HR
okay.
type things, and then
perfect.
I handle more of the the face of the company stuff.
Okay, so what is the name on the card?
It is Lamir Imzorovic.
Lamir,
but it also has Zenith Roofing. It also has Zenith Roofing Plus on it. So I guess you could put that.
Yeah, let me do that. Hold on.
Yeah, it's got okay. my old name and then our company name right under it.
Okay, here we go. And the billing address, is that the 436 Fair Street in Gainesville?
No, ma'am. No, that one was when I still lived with my mother. So it's 225 Nancy Lane.
225 Nancy Lane. Mm-hmm.
Yep, apartment 617.
Okay.
And then Cumming, Georgia, 30040. I've got to get all this changed. I'm just waiting on all my name change paperwork to come back so I can go do it all. I'm sorry.
Makes sense. No, it's perfectly fine. And then payment type, is that going to be Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa debit.
All right. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It's 4034-9330-6963-5070. Expiration is 1124. Security code is 578. Are you processing a payment now?
I'm going to process it in just about a couple of minutes, yes. I also
okay, give me a second then, because I need
yeah.
to unlock. I keep the card locked if I'm not using it, so I need to unlock it real quick.
Makes sense. Absolutely. So I need to set a security question on the account, either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, hold on one second. I can't hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. Security question for the account, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We can do the city I was born in, and that's Brcko, B-R-C-K-O.
B-R-C-K-O?
Yes, ma'am. Like B as in Bravo, B-R-C-K-O.
Yeah.
I'm one of them goddamn foreigners.
It's okay. It's fine. I just, like, the way you spelled it is not what it says to me, but I understand that. It's fine. So... we set the security question because we want to make sure that all of your information is kept 100% private. If you're ever not sure if it's local slash, ask for that security question. If it's not local slash, they're going to hang up on you. I need to set an appointment time for client onboarding with the, I'm going to send you the application in just a moment. Do you want to set that for later today between 6:30 and 7? Will you have time to review and complete application, or do you want me to give it to you till tomorrow?
So you're saying you call me back at 6:30 or 7?
Yes. So what happens is we send you the application, you fill out everything with the application, then you have a client interview with Ivan. He's the technician who handles everything for Google Guaranteed. And then he's going to cross the T's, dot the I's, submit the application, and then after that, we're good to go. Like, he's going to be the point of contact who handles your actual Google Guarantee account. Of course, I'm always here
Perfect.
For you, and I just sent you my direct phone number and extension line as well, so
yeah.
you can always contact me as well. But I do want to make sure that I set a time where you have a few minutes to speak with him directly. So do you want me to set that
yeah,
for later
I,
today
I can,
or tomorrow?
I can definitely... I can definitely speak with him today, but
mm-hmm.
I for sure will not have enough time to fill out
completed.
The application.
Okay, so
yeah.
you speak with him after you complete the application. So you tell me what day and time you want that set for.
I mean, we can do it tomorrow morning. I'll definitely get the application done today. I just won't
okay.
have it finished by that time.
Okay. So let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and set it for tomorrow between 11 and 12, and you're going to get an email notification here that's going to say Google Guarantee. So it's going to say GG for Google Guarantee, CI for client interview, EN for English. It's going to have your phone number and your full name. And then the other thing is during once it comes time for us to contact you for this between 11 and 12, I will be the one to reach out to you directly and introduce you to the agent. His name is Ivan. And what's going to happen is we're going to call from our 877 phone number. I texted over the 877 phone number for you. That
yeah,
way you can lock – perfect. You can lock that into your phone so then you have it there, okay?
Perfect.
All right. So are you ready for me to process this account for the $250 application fee?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. All righty. That's going through now. In just a moment, you will receive a terms and conditions. Let me just process it. There we go. Okay. Let me check out your terms and conditions and make sure that they are going to be perfect as well, because sometimes when I put the card name in there, it gives me a problem. I'm sending out a link now. It's coming over text. It's going to say, Victor Israel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Give me a second to get it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I just got it.
Perfect. Go ahead and click on the link. I'm pulling it up myself as well. Okay, beautiful. It came across. So you just scroll down to the bottom, and you're going to click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of a company, and then type in your first name, middle name, last name, and hit confirm signature for me.
And that is in the email or in the text message?
It's in the text message and the email. So the
Amy Chapman.
That's me. I'm Amy.
Yeah, I like your pink hair.
It's red. It's red. Nice. You better get yourself together, Victor. My hair is
red.
Well,
not Victor is not. It's looking mighty. It's mighty rose colored in that picture. So which email did you say it was to access my dashboard?
No. So if you look in the text message, it's going to say, Victor Israel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Or send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yep.
So click the link.
I see. I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted.
It's okay. Don't be sorry at all. It's perfectly fine. Once you open that up, go ahead and scroll down towards the bottom. Click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company.
It just took me to a Local Splash sign-in page.
Yep. So that dashboard information is going to be given to you in approximately 3 to 5 days' time. As of right now,
okay.
Your client interview is scheduled for tomorrow between 11 and 12 p.m. You will get a text and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment. In the event that you're unable to keep that appointment time, please contact me back so I can reschedule you as soon as possible. And then you should have received, check your email for me and make sure you got the Google Guarantee application.
Let me see.
It's going to be labeled exactly that, Google Guarantee application.
Local Splash report invitation. Yep, I see it. I just got it.
Beautiful. So once you click on that and you begin filling that out, if you have any questions, you just save those for Ivan. He's going to review that with you, and then you can turn the application in on the phone with him tomorrow. If not, and you complete it and confirm it tomorrow, that call is going to be very quick either way. Okay?
Man, I've got 7 emails from y'all already. Y'all are worse than Angela.
Sorry.
I'm kidding. I get like 30 an hour from them right now. I can't wait to get
it. Well, we want to make sure that we give you all of the information that's needed in order to be as successful as possible. So that's scheduled for you. Everything is totally good. You have my direct phone number and extension line. That way you can contact me if you have any further questions. I'm really excited for what this means for your guys' business.
Oh, yeah, me too, for sure. I've definitely, like I said, the Angie's leads are kind of doo-doo, but the for some reason we've had some people call us off Google lately. I've definitely like noticed an uptick in it since we've gotten more reviews and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, all the everybody that's called me from Google so far, because I asked them if it's just a random number, and we've basically put on almost every single one of those roofs that that have called in.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's absolutely
I'm definitely,
amazing.
I definitely like having this option without having to, you know, pay the extra fees for all the other crap that I don't think we need.
Nope, you absolutely do not have to pay for any of the garbage. And if there's ever a point in time where we need to ask for a credit, you have an entire team over here that's going to get you that credit. You don't have to call and deal with Google. You don't have to sort it out. You can continue taking care of your clients while we take care of any type of discrepancy. I mean, it's very rare that we have any, but when we do, we actually have a representative directly at Google, and her name is Alicia, that we deal with specifically. So it's not an issue.
How does Google verify our leads? Like, how can we prove that, like, for example, if we get a lead and it seems like a qualifying lead, but we get out there and, you know, like they said roofing work, but what they really meant was redoing the siding on their chimney, which is on the roof. Like, how can we turn around and, like, you know,
you're right.
Not necessarily complain, but just get a credit for that lead, which didn't pan out because it wasn't exactly what we were needing.
You're going to contact Ivan, and you're going to let him know exactly what happened, and he's going to petition that on your behalf.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. So we're going to take care of it. No worries.
Okay. Do we have the option of passing on that? Like, we have a guy that does siding, for example, that we trust, and he does all of our work like that, but he's got his own standalone company. Could we keep the lead and pass it on to him?
Absolutely. You sure can.
Okay.
That's absolutely an option for you. You can absolutely, once the lead has come to you and you've accepted it, whatever you choose to do with it, as long as it's going to be a trusted representative of somebody who would be affiliated with your business. So if it's a guy who owns his business and you trust him, you're already passing him work down, then I would just pass it over to him and not really like say anything. You know what I mean? Just kind of give it to him and say, here you go. If you choose to charge him for the lead, fine. But that's between you guys. And the other thing that we always suggest, and you'll get a text and an email about this, is after you've connected with the client, you give them your direct phone number and extension line. That way, they're not constantly calling through the tracking number to speak with you, and they're not, you know, it's not a potential charge every time. It's they're contacting you directly after that initial one. Okay?
I'm following. Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think you guys are going to love it. So I put everything in here under the name Victor Israel Zenith. And then I'm going to notate in here that you just recently had a legal name change. So any documentation that they need to support that, you can go ahead and give them, okay?
Okay, perfect. Yep, I've got all that ready.
Do you have any further questions for me?
No, this has been fantastic. I'm glad y'all called, actually.
Oh, me too. I'm so excited. Wait till you see this. This is going to be great for you guys. I mean, because you're already ranking so well. This is going to put you right over the top, though. I love it.
Is there anything else that we could possibly do? Like, for example, if we try to get our team together and go on, like, a review campaign where we try to go back to all of our old clients? Because we've got 44 reviews. So we did roughly, like, 110 roofs last year. Based off of the squares we bought. So that means right now we're only having like about 50% of our customers leave reviews. So if we can do like a little campaign and try to round up another 25%, do you think that would help us at all in going up the ranks?
Oh, absolutely. And we do have tools. So once your client interview has been conducted, and about 3 to 5 days, you'll gain access to the client dashboard. When you get access to the client dashboard, you give me a call and I'll show you there's a little review tab that's going to be included with the package. And it's a pre-made message for your business. You can put in anybody's email address or phone number and they're going to be sent a direct link to your business profile, and they can leave you that 5-star review. Also, from the website that we're building you, your new custom website design, there's going to be a Google review button, okay, where you can send them straight to the website to click the button. Plus, there's a tiny URL that we can assign you directly for Google Guaranteed as well. We just got to get this up off the ground. Reviews is not
perfect.
A problem. Reviews is what we do.
And I'm sorry. Okay, I've got more questions, and I'm so sorry about bombarding you with questions.
Don't be sorry.
So right now, our website. Our website is being hosted through Wix. I own the domain, zenithroofingplus.com, but through Wix, through Wix paired with Google, I'm hosting all of our email addresses right now as well. So how is that going to affect our email addresses, because the domain name that I'm using is currently being utilized by Wix?
So if it's done through Google Workspace, that's not going to be a problem. We can also ask the website team what they can do to work around that. I know that we don't write content to Wix domains. That's the only one, the free domains through Google and Wix domains are the only two that we don't work with. Okay? So we will go ahead and get you a domain outside of that that's very similar, super close. As far as the Google Workspace and that type of question, as far as the email goes and that stuff, that is not my area of expertise. I know a lot of stuff, but that one I would pass on to them.
Okay. If they could, I don't know if you can take the note down. Right now our website, is a little, like the name, the actual, domain name for the website is a little lengthy. Is there any way they could shorten it to like zrplus.com?
We'll ask, definitely. We'll ask what's available. We can absolutely do that.
Yeah, because that would be fantastic. I'd like to, I think it would just make it a little
domain
more.
Domain name of, what is it?
Just zrplus, so zrplus.com.
Yep, zrplus.
Because if they can swing that, our Facebook is already facebook.com/VR+. I'd like if it all matched.
If it is an available domain name. Okay, they're gonna go over that. Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%.
Perfect. Okay. Are there any maintenance fees for the website thereafter, or do they just build it and kind of hand it over to us?
Build it and hand it. So it's going to be in the back end of the dashboard where you're going to have access to it. You can upload new photos. You can change content. You can run promotion. You can do all of those sorts of things. If there's anything that you need additional help with, you have the website team here. We can schedule a call and we go ahead and walk you through it. Or
he's not home, Ryan.
No problems.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, that's great news.
Okay. Did you have any more questions for me, Izzy?
I'm not entirely sure. I don't think so. Are they the other question I guess I had is there any way for them to display our Google reviews on the website?
Yes.
Because that would be fantastic.
No, there absolutely is. We actually have an entire testimonial/review section on each website that we build, because then when that website is found other places, you have access to that. They have access to those 5-star reviews. So yes, it's all inclusive.
That's fantastic news. And then my last question for now, at least I'm so sorry, is let's say we get this rolling, you know, y'all get the website built, and like it's going great. And we want to expand our like marketing strategy. When we get to that point and actually have the budget for it, is that something that like could we approach y'all and ask what else you offer and try to expand? Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Contact me directly. We run campaigns that have Google ads, the Google local listing, and Facebook ads. That's actually called an ultimate package when it's included with the Google guaranteed. So those are the top products that we offer, and I can definitely take care of that for you. Absolutely.
100%. What about scheduled mass mailings? Because I've been reading and looking into a website called Constant Contact. To plug in basically all of our customer information. And I'll do the ones that we ended on good terms with for sure. And not the ones that were iffy. But, once I get that done, what I'd like is like maybe every 6 months, or so, maybe even quarterly. One thing, that we offer is once we do your roof, you know, if you have a tree on your property that drops leaves in your gutters, you know, you just give us a call, and then next time we're in the area, we'll come to your house and blow off your roof for free, you know, for the life of the roof.
Right. That, as a little added service, that's pretty cool. We don't have any
exactly.
emails. email mailers at this point in time. That's not a service that we have. We are always broadening and changing and looking into things. In fact, we have a downloadable app for the calls, and we're actually, our CEO is currently developing an actual application for the entire project as well. So we're constantly developing and making new changes and things like that. As soon as we have something available for you in that category, I'm putting you on the list. You will be the first to know.
Perfect. Then I'll go through Constant Contact for now, and then once you guys can do something like that, then we'll just switch over to have it all done.
Beautiful.
By one person.
All under one roof. Yep. And I'm telling you what, if you once you're ready to get it all going under one roof, you let me know, because we can even do it in pieces. So the local program for the local SEO, which is the local map, that's locked in at the $199 a month. It's all done month to month. The Google Ads is reoccurring, and it's reoccurring, obviously. The Google Ads is going to be $300 a month, and the Facebook Ads start at $100 increment. Yep. So it's really up to you how much you want. And once you're ready, once this gets going and then you're ready to add in those other pieces, let me know, and we'll be glad to take care of it for you, okay?
And who determines our – I'm sorry, you just raised another question. I'm so sorry. So who determines our, like, service area? So, like, once we get set up and approved with Ivan and everything, so we can tell you guys, like, we don't want to work in these zip codes.
Correct.
Because I think for us, it's going to be easier to tell you which zip codes we don't want versus which ones we do want, because we do have a very broad service area. But there's definitely some areas like, if you're familiar with Atlanta, like Bankhead in Atlanta, I don't want to send anybody there because they need a gun to go there.
Right. So for those different areas, you'll be going over that with Ivan, and it may be a little bit tedious the first time you have to do it to determine radius of where you are and are not offering.
Yeah.
But after it's done, then you can make change or adjustment to it. So that is part of that initial call with Ivan. You guys
so
determine
what I'll do, what I'll do tonight is once I get the application done, I'll look up a map with all the zip codes of the Atlanta area, and I'll freaking mark out the ones we don't want and then just send that to him. That way he's just got a map that he can look at and see which areas we don't want to work in, just in case he does any kind of geo mapping or anything.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And we'll put that into the file. Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, our guy's safety is not worth selling a roof. Like,
if what it takes
to sell a roof is having a guy get carjacked, I don't want that to happen.
I understand.
Perfect.
Okay. Do you have any more questions? Which I hope you don't
feel like I'm rushing you
off the phone when I ask you that, because I'm not. I'm delighted to answer them all day long. It's perfectly fine. This is my job.
Oh, it's
so
okay.
If
I have more questions, what's the best way to send them to you? Do you want me to, like, text them or call or email them?
Either way, call or text is good. Either way, you can email them, whatever's best for you. 9 out of 10 times, it is better. I mean, like, if you text them to me and it's going to be a long, drawn-out answer, then I'll just give you a quick buzz and give you the answer verbally. And then that way we have a strong
perfect. And we'll text that, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can text me back on the number that I text you from, so the 877 number.
Okay.
You can text me back and forth on that directly.
Okay, perfect. And it'll go to you every single time?
Well, that's a great question. So it goes to me now because I'm the last person who texts you. So when you get a text from Ivan, it'll go to and from Ivan, but Ivan will always let me know if the text is for me. Like, we communicate that. Like, if the text is for somebody else, you're like, hey, the client texted you, and then we go into the account and look. So it's always being monitored, though. It's never going to be ignored.
Perfect. I'm just going to put Amy and Ivan as the contact name then.
There you go. Yeah, my direct extension is the 224, okay?
Oh, perfect. Oops. Sorry, I don't want to have to figure out how to contact you later.
Nope, don't be sorry at all. Perfectly fine.
I think I'm good for now.
Okay.
You guys got me on the phone for an hour instead of the 17 minutes I originally promised. So good job.
You have a great day. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, ma'am, you too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.